Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Oisin Fanning, who's CEO at San Leon Energy. How are you today, Oisin?
Hi, Zach. How are you? Very well, thank you.
Right, I just wanted to catch up with you in the light and the wake of today's announcement and just explaining it to people that the exact implications of what the announcement is.
Well, yeah, well, basically, Zach, if you cast your mind back when we relisted in October 16, we actually came out with a distribution policy to shareholders. We said we'd give back 50% of free cash to shareholders, and this is just a continuation of that policy. So today we announced a 6p dividend, which means that in the last 2 years we've returned about $66 million or 50-odd million sterling to shareholders. It's left us in great shape with plenty of cash to do other acquisitions, and just like we did back in 2015-16. So we're in the right place, right time, with cash. We've returned cash to shareholders and left the company very healthy in cash terms in terms of looking at other maybe potentially distressed assets.
Right, and in terms of this announcement, I mean, do you get any feeling from where you are that the market is actually appreciating this situation? Because it seems to be a bit of a looking a gift horse in the mouth that you're paying out shareholders, and they're free to buy your shares and take the 6p dividend, but it doesn't seem to have sort of sparked the imagination as it should, perhaps.
No, it hasn't, and I agree with that. I've been saying that for the last couple of years. I mean, we've made a very clear statement back in 2016. I would say we've adhered to that to the letter, and we will continue to do so. We were due to receive at least another $100 million just in interest alone in the next sort of 12, 15 months, and a lot of that will be returned to shareholders as well. So all we can do is do the job we're hired to do, which is basically bring in the revenue and make sure that we have enough to pay our dividends, and we'll continue to do that. So it should be of interest to particularly to the retail market, where there's very little conservatism in terms of seeing any shares on AIM which are consistently giving dividends.
Right. So, and obviously there are a couple of elephants in the room as far as the oil and gas sector is concerned, and also clearly as far as COVID-19 is concerned. Mm-hmm. How is that affecting you? And those seem to be the factors which are, let's say, the ones to be addressed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we're very fortunate in that Eriton, our partner, in which we have a 10.5% indirect shareholding. We've 20% in Eriton, 10.5% indirect shareholding in the field. Eriton are hedged. So back when we actually did the deal in 2015, they hedged $95 a barrel, and currently they're hedged at $50 a barrel. So for the next, and that's for the next year and a half. So they're in a very healthy position. Like every other oil company, of course, you know, if we were going, we anticipated drilling, I think, 11 wells in the next 12 months. That may get cut back to 3 or 4. It'll depend on the price of oil and depend on the market. But it is in a very healthy situation, and we're very grateful for that.
And presumably, I mean, you've got a year and a half, and that's when the payout, mm-hmm. the another $100 million. You've got another a year and a half on that hedge.
Yes.
And there's another year and a half to go in terms of the payout, so that should cover that period. Presumably, nobody's expecting the lockdown to last more than, say, another 3 months in most places.
No, it's not. And although Nigeria is in lockdown, in fairness, in the field, they are not. And I think I mentioned this before, we've a very big 560-hectare area where all the staff are housed, and there hasn't been a single case of the virus there at all in Port Harcourt. So in that regard, you know, work is still ongoing in the field, though in Lagos, everybody's working from home.
Right. Well, on that note, thank you very much, Oisin Fanning, CEO at San Leon Energy. Thanks for the update.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.